Reading. In the present day, most of the world's currencies are operated under the floating exchange rate system. Under this system, the value of a country's currency is determined by the foreign exchange market based on its supply and demand in relation to other currencies. This is a sharp contrast to the fixed exchange rate system, where the rate is regulated by the government. Along with other major nations, Japan also shifted to the floating exchange rate in 1973. Since then, the price of yen has fluctuated in correlation with various economic conditions. When the price of yen is high in comparison with other currencies, it is referred to as a strong yen. Conversely, when the price of yen is low in comparison with other currencies, it is referred to as a weak yen. Japan is a major exporting country, and basically, it has been a strong trade surplus country from around the 1980s. Therefore, there is a prevailing tendency for the exchange rate to be pushed toward the direction of the strong yen. When the yen is strong, the Japanese exporters will suffer because the prices of exports will become relatively expensive for people overseas. And because Japan is a country which is heavily dependent on export earnings, a sharp yen appreciation almost inevitably leads to recession. To avoid the negative effects of the strong yen, many manufacturers started to shift their factories overseas, which naturally led to the decline of production activities in Japan. In 2011, the strong yen peaked at around 75 yen to the U.S. dollar, but the tide began to change after the formation of the Abe cabinet in 2012. The following year, the Japanese central bank initiated a bold monetary easing policy. Keeping interest rates at record lows prompted the investors to shift from the yen to other currencies which can earn higher interest. As a result, the yen weakened to around 124 yen to the U.S. dollar in 2015, and the export sector boomed. Nevertheless, drastic fluctuations of exchange rates can exert a negative impact on the global economy. So countries should make coordinated efforts to maintain stability in the foreign exchange market.